And as you move the center of your awareness more deeply into that place within you, let it settle somewhere. It might want to settle on your third eye or in your heart, maybe your belly, maybe just underneath your skin, all of you. This new awareness, this ability to see and be so much in this one moment that you can feel the light that's here for you, that you can sense in the room this feeling of love and family, that you can know from the entourage and the Council of Light and from the Star Mothers that you are surrounded, engulfed, and loved, honored, and thanked for being here today. Take another breath and let that in. It may seem like a lot to receive in a vessel that is not stretched out yet to your own sacredness, to your own magnificence. And that's what we're doing here today, all of us together, opening that space so more and more can be received, more awareness can be awakened, more light can be explored.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see each of you. For those of you whom we have not met, we are at Rhonda. And we bring with us an entire Council of Light that is here on your behalf. And we are so excited to see your radiant light, your divine presence, your energy that is filling up this part of Connecticut. We see that vibration expands out so far beyond where you thought it was possible that the world is changing just by you sitting here and gathering all this energy together. You know, the universe is working on your behalf. God, Source, whatever you want to call that energy that is in every cell of your body and every cell around your body, that energy comes through with such a vibrancy that the world is shifting its consciousness. As Lee Carroll just mentioned, with all of the changes in the laws and changes in the what humans are accepting and what they are not accepting. You see it in billboards. You see it on television commercials. You see it everywhere. You even see it on Dove chocolate containers. You understand that those signs are coming to you from every direction, yes? You can choose to acknowledge them, breathe them in, or you can choose to say to yourself, oh, well, the world is never going to change. Oh, that is not true. The world is changing right now as you just simply sit in these chairs. Some angel came around to the tables and brought Dove chocolates, and we wanted to bring you a message from a being from New Jersey. Yes, New Jersey is enlightened as well, huh? Yes. This is very important, so take a deep breath. Be fearlessly authentic. Be fearlessly authentic. Now, in that capacity of being fearlessly authentic, we wish to take it to a new level. First of all, you get the opportunity to decide, well, what is authentic and what is not authentic? Who are you or who are you not? What is real and what is memorex? What is happening in the world and what is not happening in the world? What is resonating with you and what is resistance? We ask a lot of questions, eh? People think they come to us for the answers. We get to ask more questions. Well, you see, when you are moving through this world, there are things that are going to be a bit uncomfortable for you. There are times when you're going to feel little tinglings inside of your body. And in those little tinglings inside of your body, you're going to think, oh, this is not good for me. Well, those tinglings inside of your body, you get the opportunity to decide, is that real or Memorex? And some of you may not even know what we are talking about when we say that. We don't know if Memorex is even Memorex any longer. So in that capacity, in that energy, what that is, that tingling, that awareness, that can be one of two things. You are right together on your path, and the universe is bringing you a vibrational confirmation. Or you may be in resistance, meaning your cells are moving into a new direction and are thinking, oh, we don't know if we're going to like this, and your ego comes into the way, and your ego steps in and starts vibrating everything in your body, saying, danger, danger, as, what is his name, Will Robinson. Yes, thank you. Now we really date our vessel Marilyn, because we use some of her memories there. So in that capacity, or so is that resistance to what is happening, and they are telling you that it is dangerous, or, take a deep breath, is it just moving into new territory for your soul? So those three questions is what you must ask yourself. Is this vibrate, or two or three, we do not know, we don't count. But is that real? Is that a confirmation saying, yes, we are on this path? Or is that you resisting the path? For that resistance can come through so strongly, so energetically, that you can actually almost get sick physically from that strong of resistance. Are you aware of that? You know, you are somewhere where the world is shifting and the energy is coming round about and new information is dropping in and it is following 2012 and you start getting nauseated or lightheaded or, and you think, oh, this can't be very good. So you leave. And you realize that you missed something that might have been very important. Now, it is very tricky sometimes, because sometimes you are given physical symptoms because it is best for you to leave because this vibration is not at the same level that you are, and it is working to bring you to it's a lower level. We don't believe that is the case any longer. We believe that everything and everywhere you go now is bringing you to a higher level. You know, and sometimes when your soul is, because you see, your ego wants to help keep you the same, which equals safe, because that works that way. But your cells of your body want to evolve. And that is where there's a bit of a discrepancy, eh? And that discrepancy is where there's a tipping point, a choice that you get to make and say, I know I'm going to feel a bit awkward right now because this feels like resistance, but I'm going to step through that resistance and be fearlessly authentic. We would even like to change that vibration of the dove message. Huh? Interesting that the symbolism of the dove is bringing you messages for your soul, in addition to eat more chocolate, which is always a good message. Huh? And if you're allergic to chocolate, they make all sorts of things that are not that chocolate right now. Go to the source. Huh? But in that energy, we would like to move it farther. We would like to move it beyond fearless living to courageous living. Courageous. Be courageously authentic. For you see, in this world that is shifting and changing and growing and moving forward all around you and connecting in this way or that way or all different ways, you will come up against that antithesis at some point, that opposition from your light. Have any of you ever come up against that yet? Oh, maybe not. Maybe it is just Arvis or Marilyn, huh? So as you do, that is when you take the deep breath and think, this antithesis, this energy that seems to be pushing back against me. It is just antithesis, nothing. These others that are around me are learning to raise their vibration. So I breathe forth into my vibration to entrain them to me. And that is the new Memorex, huh? That is the new vibration, because everything around you is entraining to something. And when you are the highest vibration that is around, you are your authenticity. We know that being authentic was a buzzword that went around several years ago. And no one really knew what that meant. Even in the dictionary, they did not know. But what it really means, in our belief and our definition, is to integrate anything that separates you from you. All those old programs, all those old ideas, all those old vibrations. You know, in this culture, you were almost raised to believe that when you came into this world, something was automatically wrong with you. You had that original sin story. How silly is that? You see, your authentic self is wondrous. Your authentic self is true love. Your authentic self stands tall and strong, courageous, evoking light and love wherever your trail takes you, wherever your path leads you. That is your authenticity. Anything that is separate from that is just ridiculous. You understand what we say? So we ask you to think, feel, experience how you, dearest beings of light, can be the courageous being that you are designed to be authentically. Understanding when your soul is in resistance, thinking you have to back up just in case you want to go forward in a different direction, because going forward straight ahead of you or going forward right in front of you seems a bit dangerous sometimes. Because your soul has not been here before. There is no paradigm on this planet for where you are right now. Breathe that in. We know you have heard that many, many, many times, but we want you to be sure and understand that. It is like we've used this example before, you know, in the olden days when they had wagon trains and they'd have seven wagon trains going on a road that was not really a road, and it would rain and you'd have these big ruts in the road from the last wagon train is trying to stay in the same ruts as the first wagon train. Your wagon train doesn't even have any ruts anymore. We're not even trying to move the ruts aside. There are no ruts. There are no roads. All you get the opportunity to do is go inside. Feel your soul. Ask, is this resistance to my own enlightenment? Is this truth? Is this real? As I am evolving, I step into my path of authenticity, whether you can say it or not. and you step into it courageously. Take a deep breath. We love you deeply. We see who you are. We see your soul inside. Your doubts and your fears. A little resistance from time to time. And your love. That is the real you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, the human being is coming into a new paradigm. And we have said this now for so many years, dear ones. The paradigm is so different. It's actually a spiritual, soul paradigm. It's not just what's happening on the planet. It's not just consciousness. It has to do with the very veil itself, whatever that means to you. That veil that separates you from so many things that you don't understand but that you think you've figured out is starting to lift. And what it's revealing is confusing. I want this channel and the next one to have a theme. And I'll call this the elements of the spark. In order for you to truly understand, you'd have to listen to that which I gave last week, which is called the spark. But I'm going to review it just a little bit. And then I'm going to give you some instructions of what takes place in the elements of what goes on with the spark and what happens after the spark. So let's back up. I'm going to ask you to visualize many things. And the reason for that is that you cannot visualize the truth. This truth, the purity, the core, the love of God, the gold standard of truth is God's love. So pure that its purity itself escapes you. You don't know. It's only what you believe from being a human of how pure it can be between a human and a human or a human and a child. And you judge everything on how much you can love. And you don't scratch the surface on how much love and compassion and beauty and caring God has for you. There is no paradigm on the planet that comes close. And so if I ask you to visualize it, you wouldn't know what to visualize. And so we constantly turn to those things which are stories and paradigm shift examples, sometimes even parables. Can you imagine walking through life, dear ones, with angels at your side? Now you can paint those angels in your imagination any way you want. You can make them any gender, you can make them as big or small, but they're beautiful. They're sacred and they're quiet. They're quiet because you have free choice. From the moment you get here, you can listen to what you're told. You can look around. You can feel or not. You can examine or not. Go any direction you want to with your own spirituality, with that the way you think. No one can put a cage on you and your thoughts. No one. They can try. But you are free to choose whatever you wish to and what's making sense to you. And in an old energy, dear ones, it's pretty much been what I will call the children's story so far of what you've been presented because you cannot even fathom the gold. the true paradigm of your soul. You look at your life on earth and immediately you think of suffering, difficulty, survival. And that quite often is all you consider as you and your soul. And when you talk about God's part in that, you'll say, well, that's going to come later if I'm good enough. Or you might say, I believe God loves me, and that's what I think about all day in order to get through the suffering that I have. And that's not even partially true. Imagine angels walking with you. Imagine the splendor of creation walking with you. Not just one. How many angels can you put on the head of a pin? You've heard that. Imagine that there was an entourage that if you could examine it, it had your color. Imagine they were assigned to you. And you walk from place to place, and they're walking with you. Imagine just for a moment the other side of the veil is walking with you. It's the best way I can tell you what a multidimensional God looks like. Because you don't know dimensions. You don't think dimensionally. You just know your existence. You just know what happens next in your schedule. Let's say whatever takes place in your life, these angels are there. And what you don't know, or what no one's really told you, is that they're available if you knew how to ask. I want you to imagine for a moment a human being in a room, and that room is life. And that human being has done the best they can. And in that best they can, this room is filled with objects that are also metaphors. And part of those objects may be their spiritual life, their politics, how they feel about this and that. Imagine them all there as objects, and they're working with them in this room. And they survive in this room the best they can. In this room, which is life, they eat, they love, they have logic. They have intellect, all of those things that go into a human being. Every single one of those things, dear ones, doesn't really much have to do with your soul. You see, that soul never really was part of that room. The soul was always thought about as being somewhere else. And so in that room, they take care of that in an old energy. By the objects that are there. Some of these objects are labeled things that people have taught to you. That's an object. In some ways, those objects become actually guards because they're guarding your life. And that's the way you think about it, especially when it comes to those which you've assigned as the way you think, your attitude. Your logic, including spirituality. There'll be those who guard you accordingly from doing the wrong thing, you're told. You have spiritual guards. They're guards. You've told that you have the love of God available to you, and you go places and you will worship, and it feels correct, and correct it is for now. And a guard goes with you, you're told. This is all a metaphor. What has that got to do with angels walking with you? Stay tuned. In this room of yours, there's always been a door. It's always there because free choice lets you look around. And you can look at many doors that in this room, but you're not interested in any of them because you know where the entrance and the exit is and always have, and it's you. It's where you come, where you go, it's how you think, it's what you do, it's how you survive. It's what's going to happen when you die. And then there are all these other doors, but there's one in particular that you haven't paid a whole lot of attention to, because it's a golden door. You opened it once. Oh, the guards ran over and shut it quick. They said, don't open that. Because if you open that door, all manner of things could happen. You noticed when you opened it, it was a stairway. There was a light at the top of it. But they said it's dangerous. You see, it's a trick. You don't want to go there. Because they'll capture your soul. They'll make you wear a color suit. They'll make you sit and chant. They'll do all these things. All these things you've heard. Don't do that. It has nothing to do with the love of God, they would say. Stick with the program, they'll say. You see, those guards, part of what they tell you is not to step out of line. Because this loving God who created you, the one that you go and worship, well, there's another side. That loving God will then have a tendency, perhaps, to punish you later if you don't toe the line. And you buy that. And you live that way. What about the angels that are walking with you? Well, they're there in the room. And they're very quiet. They can't say a thing until you decide to open the door and see for yourself. And so what keeps those from opening the door and seeing for themselves? And the answer normally is either fear or something I've told you before. They're too intelligent to look, and that's what they'll tell you. Too smart to look. Everybody knows what's in that door. Strange people, that's who you're going to meet in that door. Oddness, funny things, you don't want to go there. Now stick with the logic that has been here for centuries. A God that punishes. And so you do. But not all of you. Old souls in this energy, sometimes that door calls to you at night and says, it doesn't hurt to look, does it? It doesn't hurt to look, does it? Will looking destroy your life? And the answer is no, it won't. In fact, there's a guarantee that says, look all you want to and come back to the room if you don't like it. But that's not what you're told. You're told that if you open the door, it's over. Because other forces that are not understandable in a low energy will grab you and pull you up the stairway, and they'll never see you again. So that becomes fear. Now you're afraid to open the door. And that the old souls, this civilization and this energy, that door calls to them. And it says, look, we're stronger than you think. We can look. And if we don't like it, we're strong. We can come back because we've been here many times. We know this planet. And so when no one's looking, you open the door. And as soon as you open that door, those angels that have your name and your color suddenly all come alive. No matter what age you are, no matter what year of your lifespan you're in, they have been there all along in total and complete quietness, waiting until you gave one thing intent to look. And you open the door, and you see that golden stairway. And you start to walk up it, and then the angels, they start to get bigger. And they start to show you things because you're walking the stairway. And when you get to the top, that's the spark. It's the same spark that you have at your last breath, and we told you that before. At your last breath, dear ones, everything is shown to you. The veil is lifted. And no matter what you believed on earth or any of those things, all of a sudden, truth is there, core truth is there. And the reaction, oh, oh my. And you recognize your home, and you recognize everything else. You were just a visitor. That's the spark. And a modified portion of that is what you see at the top of the stairway. That's the spark. When you start to see, oh my, it isn't what I was told. I see a God without guards. I see a room without windows or doors because it doesn't have walls. That's the freedom I've always wanted. That's the spark. We never told you what's next. Because the spark occupies so much joy, revelation, understanding. And then there's that little voice inside that says, you know, you can go back down those stairs. Before anybody wakes up, you can go back down, you know. That's when you get out the cement. And cement clothes the way to get back, because you know better. Because you realize that everything that was in the old room was a different world, a different paradigm. A different soul, you might even say, a lower energy soul. But now you've been shown. And you can't believe the difference. The purity of God that is so beautiful, that loves you so much. Well, what's next? The spark isn't enough. The spark puts you on a playing field with other old souls on a new energy earth with revelation. The next phase, the next element, and there's many, and I'm going to tell you later today. The next element is realization of freedom. What if nothing you were told actually is true? What if only pieces and parts were true, and suddenly you have the whole picture? The life before was wandering in a room with walls that you understood, and you were safe there. What happens when you're in a room, metaphorically, where there are no walls, no ceiling, and you can go anywhere you want to, metaphorically, with your thoughts, metaphorically? What if you could do almost anything? What if you start to learn some of the principles of metaphysics that say you have healing for yourself if you want to, you can live a longer life if you want to. The things you were told absolutely have no control over are totally controllable. What do you do with that? I'll tell you, you sit on the floor for a while and you weep in joy because it's so big. It's so big. You realize even that what you do for a living, you're not stuck there. You don't have to do that. There are so many avenues, and in some way in the field, you can see them in this new light. And you stop fearing your survival. Or what would happen if you didn't have a paycheck? It doesn't matter. Because those angels that always were quiet are now getting really loud. And they're giving you what I'm going to call spiritual intuition. Turn right, turn left, go here, go there. And you're realizing right now the world is yours at some level. And then the next level, the next stage, the next element. You start to look at everyone around you. And you start to look hard at them. And you realize they're still in their rooms. And they're not going to believe you for a minute if you tell them about the golden stairway. If you did, they'll walk the other way. Some have. Already they see you're different. They don't like it. Their guards are warning them against you. And then you start to have a sensitivity of what it's like when you were there in the room, and all you want to do is hug them and tell them there is another way that's free. It's not another doctrine, dear ones. It's not another system, dear ones. You step into your soul, dear ones, and the truth of the spark of God is yours. The element of realization of freedom is one thing, and then it turns into sensitivity. Some of you have been there, some of you are still there. My advice, do not let the sensitivity for what you know shut you down. It doesn't do you any good to be too sensitive for your own good. It doesn't help you with what is at hand next, the next element, the next phase. Because when you got to the top of that step, of that stairway of gold, you arrived as a warrior of the light. Some of the few where the veil has been lifted, and there's a lot to do. And what isn't to do is to convince your friends. What isn't to do was to give them cryon books. What isn't to do was to evangelize who you are or what you found. What is to do is to love them so compassionately, it will demand someday they turn to you and say, I want what you have. Because I'm not finding it in my room. And then you can gently tell them, look for the doorway. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Some have said the cryon message is trickery. Or perhaps it's taking you to a place that's nonsense. I'll give you a challenge. If that's what you think, if you're listening to this, why don't you just go there and come back? Are you strong enough? Or do you think that your soul will be captured? Well, in a way, it will be. Love will do that. It's a capturing of your soul with the truth, dear ones. And that's why I'm here. I want to tell you more elements. I will tonight. It goes and it goes. All because of the spark. Which room are you in? And so it is.